image bearers.
We intuitively know, you inherently know, that there is something that's missing from our lives. There's something. The struggle is we take the half of our life and we fill in the other half with a lot of other things. God never intended Earth to function on its own. God never intended humanity to function on your own. And that's what you're trying to do. That's what brings anxiety and depression and fear, emptiness. The two halves of God's creation. In the beginning, God created heaven and God created earth. And the rest of Genesis chapter 1 is how God brings those two things together. Eden. There we see the par excellence example, a place where God and man dwelled and lived together. When God created the earth, he created something, a place where both he could live and man could live with him, where they would both be comfortable together. That's what we see when we see creation. And we look at Eden as a temple. But what happened? The temple was defiled because sin had invaded and defaced it. What did God say at the end of every creation period when he joined heaven and earth in a more intricate and more ingenious way each time? It's good. Heaven and earth joined are good. The garden temple was defiled. What does he do? He hands off the concept to the next heir, just like an inheritance. The line of succession is thus. It goes from a garden to a family. It goes from a family to a building. It goes from a building to a man. It goes from a man to a church. It goes from a church to the new heaven and new earth. What's your faith about? This reason to make things good, to make things as they should be. That's our calling and our job. The powerful and strange mystery that God can actually reside and live with people. Here's what God says. I see your misery. I hear it. I know it. And I'm coming. Our one singular immutable responsibility here, the only thing that God requires from us, admit need, and it enables those people trapped in sin and enslavement with no way out, no way out, no hope, no recourse whatsoever, and they are then able to turn and walk away from that sin. And I love the echoes of Scripture from Old Testament to New Testament. I love to see the similarities there. You want to know why God comes to you? Why God wants to rescue you from the enslavement to sin? There's only one reason. So that I might dwell with them. Why does God want to dwell with us? To make us whole. That's God's motivation, beginning and end. He sees his people, he sees you, and he sees me languishing in the enslavement to sin. And what he sees is he sees people that are halflings, he sees people that are not whole, and he comes to us for one reason. He says, I came to them so that I might join myself back to them and make them whole. You know, I used to have a concept of God that he was not on my side, that God was angry, that if I didn't live a certain way, that God would be vengeful against me, and therefore, I should live a particular way so that to stave off God's anger. And I read these verses and I get a completely different picture about God. I get a completely different picture about why God wants his people to turn from sin and enslavement and to repent and to come to him. And very simple, it's compassion. One thing that God has for us is compassion, because he sees us, he hears us, he knows our misery, he knows we're under the thumb of the oppressor, and he also knows why. He knows because he is not joined with us, and that ever and always is his motivation. It's because I see them languishing and suffering, enslaved to sin, and I know that the only way out for them and the only way to make them whole is for me to join myself with them and to dwell with them. And I think of Jesus, that Jesus looks out at the crowd and he sees them mangled and cast down. And Jesus has compassion for them. His heart goes out to them because they're in that mangled and cast down, helpless and harassed condition. And Jesus goes out among them and he heals all of their diseases. He makes things good in their life. He makes things as they should be. And he does it for one reason. He has compassion. They're suffering. They've attached their lives to all kinds of zany things. They've connected up with things that are very harmful to them. But they do it because they know there's something missing. They do it because they're searching for something. Why does God want to dwell with us? To make us whole.